Well, after almost a year and a half of delays, unexplained delays, the border crossing that links Boquillas, Mexico, in Coahuila State in northern Mexico with Big Bend National Park in Texas has opened. There was little fanfare. There was no formal announcement from Washington. And even up until the last minute when it opened at 9 a.m. Central Time yesterday, April the 10th, there was some doubt that it would actually take place. And the reason for that is there have been so many unexplained delays as each side, Mexico and the United States, negotiated logistics and the actual concept of opening a border that's been sealed. The effect of the border being sealed following 9/11, when the entire section of the border was effectively shut down, has been to destroy the economy of Boquillas, Mexico. 300 people lived there before 9/11, 90 people live there today. And the reason for that is because the economic devastation caused by the shutting of the border, a border that people used to cross informally as they do up and down the Rio Grande, was to destroy the local economy that was so dependent on visitors. Some 20,000 visitors are expected. The same amount used to come every year, part of an outflow from the 350,000 visitors who visit an epically beautiful national park, Big Bend National Park, that hugs the border in the Big Bend region. Now, starting yesterday, in a very moving and emotive scene that saw four senior U.S. Border Patrol agents in uniform but not carrying their weapons walk across the Rio Grande, getting wet up until their knees, embracing their Mexican counterparts on the other side with whom they've been negotiating by phone. And they actually had a last-minute meeting going over logistics and the actual hours and times that the border will be open on either side. After that, the contingent of U.S. Border Patrol agents and other federal agents went to the military garrison in Boquillas, Mexico, met with the military commander, and as they drove through the village Zocalo, the town square, the residents came out of their houses, greeted them, waved to them, and at a time when the landscape of news from Mexico, and especially the bilateral relationship, is complicated and often difficult, this was a very bright spot. This was something that both countries ought to feel good about, because the border was shut down in the name of national security. That's something that everybody in Boquillas, Mexico, understands. But what they don't understand is how a man named Osama bin Laden came to have such a direct effect on their lives. 9/11 happens, the border is sealed. These folks are cut off from the commerce, the tourism-driven commerce that they depend on to live. And the last 10 years have seen an exodus of people from the village, the destruction of families in the village, and what's happened to Boquillas is reflected all along the border, where twinned, interdependent local economies were completely compromised following 9/11. So going forward, what people are hoping for, Laura, is that what happens in Boquillas, where a short-term economic injection is expected to materialize, is that it might serve as a model that would not be applicable in places like Juarez and El Paso, Texas, or Tijuana and San Diego, California, but could work for small interdependent local economies along the river.